This is a HeadGum Podcast. Hey,
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Listeners, if you like what you hear and want to support the pod, we have a handy-dandy Patreon just for you. Each week, we release mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, bloopers, behind-the-scenes content, merchandise discounts, thirst traps. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a volcanic little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Hinge has added a new option for relationship types to their app, non-monogamy. You can now indicate whether you're interested in a monogamous or non-monogamous situation or if you're unsure. Though it's reported that 86% of people claim they want monogamous relationships, there is a growing trend of non-monogamy and polyamory, especially among Gen Zers.
And here's another option for singles, a giant teddy bear. The loving puppy bear is 5'7" and has the shape of a man with a teddy bear's head. It is $160 and, quote, replaces the need for the physical presence of a person in various moments in situations of everyday life, especially during long, lonely nights. With full human-length arms and legs and a bear face, this cuddly toy haunts my dreams. Highly recommend you give it a Google yourself.
A new season means a new dating term, winter coding. Winter coding is when a former lover comes back into your life for the cold months and then drops you in the spring, like a winter coat. While cuffing season lasts between Halloween and Valentine's Day, we imagine the coding season is expected to last into the spring. As long as it's a mutual and transparent coding, we don't really see the problem here.
The Sun reported that Vivian Walden, one of the UK's most notorious madams, believes that human sex workers will never be replaced by sex dolls because nothing can replace human touch, but also because sex dolls can't degrade men. She goes on to say that the novelty factor of dolls won't last because they can't cater to most clients who have specific kinks. She says, "Every single fetish, every angle, we head all the toys. How will men get that service from a doll brothel? It's impossible. Nothing can replace the sweet feeling of a real-ass woman telling you you're a piece of shit."
So today we're just gonna, you know, quick and dirty. We're gonna rough it out. We're gonna get our dirty done, you know?
In and out. It's quickie.
Quickies, baby.
Quickie.
Heard of them?
Heard of them.
Bet you have.
You know, I thought it was universally understood what a quickie was.
I feel it's not. What did we uncover that has raised doubts?
It's up for debate about, you know, how long it is, what it includes, where it is, what was the last thing you said? Where it is.
Oh, where it is.
Yeah. So I'm going to kick off with a little definition from Kinkley because...
I love a Kinkley definition. Yeah. They're great for those.
They're kind of like the go-to site for defining things for us. And we love them. Kinkley.com. Go to them because we're into it. Yeah, we're fans.
Because they haven't let us down yet.
Exactly. Quickie is a slang term for a brief sexual encounter, usually one that takes place within time constraints. And I feel like that's kind of like
That I think covers it because it's kind of broad. And then there's like sub situations or categories.
Yeah, they could be planned. They can be spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like it's relative, you know?
Yeah.
What might be a short sexual encounter to some, maybe on the long side for others, you know?
The length could be relative.
Yeah, there's a lot of studies out there about how long people think sex should last.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is tricky, right?
Yeah. Like, what do you think sex is? You know, how do you define sex?
Yeah.
Like,
now we're just getting like all the way, like,
I mean,
we're going deep with it.
It's so true.
I also think
I realized this thinking about it. Like, it's sort of implied that a quickie often happens with, like, an existing couple.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I rarely am like, I had a quickie. Like, if I fucked a guy at, like, a random bar or something, yeah. I'm, like, picturing a situation where, like,
you just meet someone in the bathroom line and you're like,
you're like, hey, meet a chick at Jumbo's and, like, yeah. jump into the bathroom.
Hot. Yeah.
But I'm like, that's, like, quickie isn't how I would define that.
Yeah.
It's a hookup. You know, yeah. it's, like, a random sexual adventure. Mm. Whereas, like, quickie feels like we both want to fuck. We have an established relationship and we've got to be somewhere, or someone's coming, or, like,
right,
we got to
right.
before the guests arrive, which we'll get to after the break, you know?
Yes. I also weirdly think, like, quickie kind of implies, like, for some reason, there's also, like, a lot of research about, like parents or, like, people with kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this like Metro like, article, parents have more quickies.
Yeah.
So
we don't have a lot of time, you know?
Yeah. And this article is from the UK, so it's specific to that region. But according to the poll by parenting site channelmum.com, 71% of moms and dads admit they turn to quickie sex in order to keep the passion alive after having children.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, on average, parents spend just 2 minutes and 15 seconds getting it on each time they have sex.
Wow. 2 minutes?
Yeah. That's quick. That's even quick for a quickie.
That breaks my heart.
Like, think about that. Like, we could pause for 2 minutes and not necessarily lose our whole audience.
I blow my nose for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Please don't.
There is this article where they interviewed a bunch of sex therapists for a study in 2005 that was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. And there's this breakdown of how long good penetrative sex should last.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 minutes actually was deemed too short.
Mm.
3 to 7 was adequate.
Sorry, parents.
Yeah. Sorry. 7 to 13 was deemed most desirable.
Mm-hmm.
15 to 30, too long.
Disagree on that. But
I do too.
Yeah, like 15 to 30, especially if you're not defining sex.
But this is just penetrative.
Just PNV.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they are talking about penetrative sex, but like that can be great for 15 to 30 minutes, especially if you're kind of like taking your time and it's not a quickie at all.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I think the other reason that a quickie, sorry, I'm just going back to my prior argument that like quickies exist between partnered couples or like people who have had prior sex is like that person knows what you like and can like rush to do that thing, you mm-hmm. know? So it makes the quickie more satisfying to be like, okay, I'm immediately going to go to town on your click because we only have, you know, or like we're going to get the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, which was also, to be fair, in that parents article that more than a quarter don't even bother getting undressed to save time, which is hot.
I love that.
While 27% use sex toys to speed things up. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I get it, you know.
Now, there's also a lot of argument about whether or not there's foreplay in a quickie.
Okay.
What do you think? Like, when I think of a quickie... No, you tell me what you think of when you think of a quickie, if you're going to picture it, you know?
I mean, I'm thinking of specific instances. I'm thinking of, like, being bent over, like, the bathroom sink, you know, mm-hmm. or, like, just waking up and it's like, oh, fuck, like, mm-hmm. this is suddenly hot and this is happening.
Yeah.
I was intrigued that, like, morning sex is often just, like, considered a quickie.
Yeah.
Which, like, sort of tracks with me, but I also just feel like morning sex...
I think that's its own thing.
Yeah, I feel like its own thing. I feel like sometimes it just feels like a quickie because it's morning sex and you're both just kind of horny and want to get to it as opposed to like breathing into each other's mouths for hours, you know? Like there's a functionality to morning sex that doesn't necessarily encourage you to like luxuriate in it so much, except for in the phase where you're just like grinding
into each other's butts for a
minute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a quickie, because there's also, it's, here are some of the tenets of sex that, like, are argued.
Yeah.
Foreplay.
Okay.
Location.
Okay.
Whether or not an orgasm is involved.
Okay.
And, yeah, like, time, I guess. Like, those are, like, how long
time
it lasts.
Time constraints. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, first of all, if it's a quickie, there has to be a feeling that you have somewhere to be.
Yeah, that's the defining feature. What they said, like, in Kinkley that I agree with. Like, there's a time constraint. Like, we gotta
go. There's a time constraint. You do not have all day. You gotta be quick, you know?
Yeah. Either you're rushing out the door or someone is coming.
Or you might get caught.
Or kids in the next room is kind of
exactly.
Horrifying. Yeah.
Who knows whether or not you're, like, in a public place or not. or you're like, it's like a whatever. Time constraint is a must. I think that foreplay can or cannot be involved. Like, I don't think it's just like, wham, bam, slip it in, let's go. You know?
It's also like one of those things where like, it could just be rushed the same way the quickies rush.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know? Like a quick, like jerk, jerk.
Yeah, just like motorboat my tits. Yeah. And then let's go, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Quick little suck, suck, kiss, kiss, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Slip it in.
Yeah.
And I also don't think there needs to be an orgasm. I don't think there needs to be one. Some of the best quickies I've had have been just an appetizer, you know?
Yeah, like a drive-by and then you like fuck more
like
later.
It's like, oh my God, like we're getting ready. We got to go. Like, and it's just like, I need to have you really quick, you know? And then it's just like, no, 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 we got to go. What time is it? We got to go. Babe, we got to go, you know?
Yeah. Huh. I haven't had a lot of those, you know?
And then it's like.
But I hear you.
You guys are both horned up for the rest of the day being like, oh, can't wait to finish what we started.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
hot. My favorite kind of situation.
Interesting. Interesting. See, I finish my plate, you know?
Yeah. Well, so. I like to, I mean, for me personally, I don't do well under pressure.
Got it.
Like, I can't, like, it already takes me, I never know how long it's going to take me. Sometimes.
Like, this is why you and I differ. I mean, like, also when it's like my orgasm, I will deprioritize if it's a quickie and almost take pride in being like, I'm going to get you off in 30 seconds.
Sure.
And then we're like out the door.
Yes. Same.
Whereas, but like, yeah, if it's me, if the focus is like, have you come yet? I'm like, let's go.
Don't even. Yeah.
With a ticking. Yeah. It's silly. You know, like it fights the cause, you know?
Right. Like, I couldn't tell you when I start to masturbate, when I start to have sex, I'm like, I don't know how long it's going to take me.
Yeah.
Could take me 45 minutes. Could take me two.
Sometimes
I
surprise myself and I'm like, how is it 10 minutes later with a vibrator that I haven't?
I know.
You know?
How am I sweating, muscle cramped? You know, 30 minutes have gone by and I'm like holding on to the power tools. Like, really?
That's a good point, though, is like a quickie can be masturbation too, I think.
Oh, sure.
You know, which you never think about. Like, I think it can be like a quick.
Just a quick sesh.
A quick little finger job before you gotta rush out the door or whatever.
Yeah, totally. But yeah, I would encourage everyone to deprioritize an orgasm.
Well, yeah, we can just take the pressure off and know that like sex can be great
without it.
Without one or both or multiple, you know?
Yeah. Could be more fun to just not do it and then be like, fuck.
Yeah. Well, I like the framing that you are talking about in that specific situation of like getting it started and then being like, oh, we really have to go, and then having that like heat between you like sustain itself.
Yeah.
Like that's a very different thing than feeling like, oh, nobody got off.
Yeah,
you know, like
of course.
It puts the fun in like a different place in a different way. And like I said, sustains it. That's cool.
Yes.
And thought about that. Might have to try that soon.
Oh, highly recommend. Highly recommend. And I do think that a quickie could be like a lot of people were like, it has to be like not in your bedroom, which I don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can be just as likely to be like getting dressed and ready for something and to be like, ooh, really quick. And then you just like jump on the bed, you know?
That's usually when my quickies have taken place. It's like, I'm getting ready. And then the other person is like, oh, but you're, you know, look at you.
Yeah, but look at your ass. Like, let's go. Yeah, exactly.
Or like the other person. Yeah, the other person's like changing or something. And I'm like, oh, but wait. <Come here."
laughs> Yeah. Okay.
Do you like quickies?
Oh, I love a quickie.
I love a quickie, too.
I love a quickie. It's hot.
They're so hot.
I love anything with, like, urgency.
Rushed. Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we talk about this all the time, you know?
Yeah, the tension, the urgency. I think it's a really great format for porn, too. Like, spoiler alert, I loved both of the videos that we're about to talk about. So.
Same.
And that's, like, something that's often missing in porn is, like, it can feel like, okay, we're going to do the first sex act, and then we're going to do the other sex act.
Right.
And we're going to draw it out. So it's, like, nice when the mandate is, like, fast because you're, like, it adds that tension, stakes, like things that are sometimes hard to achieve in a simulated fantasy world.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. I do want to quickly talk about this thing that was brought to the table
in Sweden.
By a councilman.
Yeah. This councilman proposed sex breaks.
Yes, in a northern town of Overtornia in Sweden, he wanted to add a benefit to an employee's right to subsidized sex.
I could not find whether this passed. So this was 2017 when this kind of got like a trending sort of buzzy moment.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it didn't because I couldn't find that it was it made the news and then was probably just went away.
Yeah.
What's funny too, like there was a funny detail in this where this councilman who proposed it was talking about it. And it was like, is this, you know, how do you, how do you basically like execute on this? You know,
yeah.
like how do you make sure people are having sex? And that time he's like, you know, people could just use the time to go out and take a walk. But
right.
And I was like, what's wrong with that? Like, I'm just there for like, yeah, go get fucked. Take a walk. Do whatever you want for an hour.
Right.
That Mental should just health. Be a thing. Yeah.
And for some of us,
masturbate.
You masturbating,
know?
You know.
Yeah.
And then I loved like people's responses. You know, like some of these people were like, this is disgusting. You know, like, what about the people who are single and not in a relationship?
Oh, that's how I felt being like a non-smoker in the service industry.
Oh,
I'd be like, can I take a cigarette break, but like not.
Yeah.
To smoke, you know, can I just go stand outside and weep for 15 minutes? No.
Yeah.
Great.
Like crying break. I don't know.
Yeah.
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 But someone was like, it puts a lot of pressure on me to like go home and have sex with my wife, you know? And I was like, your wife is unhappy, sir.
Yeah. It puts a lot of pressure on me. It's like, okay.
Sounds like she.
It really does it.
Yeah.
Know,
what's
like,
your address? Because I'm sending her a vibrator.
Yeah. She yeah. probably already has one by now. I hope she does.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that. I love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the argument is like it's healthy and healthy workers are productive mm-hmm. workers. Like, yeah.
It's very true. They're more productive, more engaged, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's move to Sweden if that's on the ballot, you know?
I'm ready. I mean, America's looking worse every day. So I am yeah. exploring options, you know?
Sex is on the ballot.
Should we do the showdown?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Morning quickie, making a baby before secretary leaves for office work.
Oh, making a baby.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, like, just the fact that this person has, like, referred to their partner, presumably as secretary, you know, like,
right.
I gotta impregnate my
really
secretary wife before she goes to work,
really
you know what I mean?
It's important to note what her
You'd better identify
is.
Her as a secretary yeah. as opposed to, like,
Give
my
her the
partner.
Respect she's due, okay? She works hard for the money.
But we are going to make a baby. And
we are going to make a baby.
She's going to take maternity leave, but she's going to yeah. put in the time ahead of.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This one, I feel like I've been here before. Asked for a late checkout to get my pussy filled. Hotel cowgirl writing cream pie quickie.
Nice.
Always, always, always ask for the late checkout, you guys.
Yeah.
Always.
Even if you don't want to get that cream pie, just, you know, so you don't have to rush while you're packing.
Yeah.
You know?
Hotels would be really, you know, ruining everyone's mornings by being like, checkout's at 10 a.m. It's like, good grief,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyways.
Next one for me. He comes so fast and sprays sperm on my ass, quickie on the side of the road.
Ooh. It rhymes.
All caps.
A limerick.
Yeah. Comes fast, sperm on my ass. Quickie on the side of the road.
Here's another poetic title. Stepmom to stepson. Just a quickie, stepson. Nothing more. Perv mom. Nothing more.
Sweet.
Nair more.
Sweepingly romantic.
Yeah.
At least when you read it. Quick fuck inside during a boring garden party.
Ooh.
It's fun.
We've all been there, you know.
Yeah. I love a garden party, but if it's boring, you know, like might as well.
I feel like the name garden party just implies it's going to be boring, you know?
Yeah. Is it a Britishism? Does garden party just mean like outside party? And it just sounds to us
hey,
like everybody's going to have parasols and like.
Let's check in with our local Brit, Grace. Is garden party a Britishism? Oh, she said, I guess.
I guess so. Okay. Yeah. Because like garden is just like yard. There, you
yeah.
know, so it's like
yeah.
just an outdoor party.
A garden is a luxury in New York City, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Of any kind. A cement garden.
Okay. Quickie with the bar lady before she closes.
The bar lady. Hey, bar lady.
If someone ever calls me a bar lady.
The wait is 3 hours.
I know. And then I'm also like,
they're not coming
you.
In.
Yeah.
Okay, last one for me, kind of sinister. What if they're coming for us? A quickie almost goes wrong. Who's coming for you? And then, like, not spelled cheekily, like, this is like a thriller porn of, like, what if they're after us?
Yeah.
A quickie gone wrong. Like, no idea.
There is, I always feel like there's a quickie in a horror movie, you know?
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, that fits the genre. Mm-hmm. Like the woodsy quickie, you uh-huh. know?
Sometimes she got me bussin' too quick. Amber Winter's cream pie.
Nice.
Yeah.
Too quick. That one is just an excuse. As a put, yeah. Like, that one doesn't feel like it has a time constraint. It feels like somebody just came real quick.
Just and came was
like,
really quick.
You're so good, you know.
What a shame. Things. Yeah. Okay, last one from me. Quick, poke it in my ass. Just a quick little poke.
Again, that sounds like...
Someone's coming.
It sounds like a line from an action movie. Like, quick, poke it in my ass. Quick, hide it over here.
Yeah. Or like, quick.
Stick it in there.
Quick, put the antidote in my ass.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like we're solving a puzzle or, you know.
Yes.
There's a ticking time bomb involved, which holds with the concept.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So first video we're going to talk about, called Before the Guests Arrive.
Yes.
Starring Amarna Miller, who we haven't talked about in a while. I was like, oh, I miss Amarna Miller.
You know?
It was like a fun throwback. Because did she retire? Is that the deal?
She did, but she's like still like a personality. Like she's like,
she's still,
you know,
around. She's just not doing porn so much.
Yeah. A great performer. Very smart. I love to watch her because she's very sensual.
Yeah. She's very, when I first watched her, I was like, this is pretty over the top, but like, it works. Like, it feels believable, you know? Like, she's constantly, like, sticking her tongue out and, like, doing all these kind of wild faces and then has, like, a very vocal orgasm, you know?
Yes.
But she's, like, she just has this sort of insane urgency in general. So she's kind of perfect casting for a
for this. Yeah. There's this one, I remember we did that one episode. I think it was on, like, Foursomes. And it was, like, the one where they were, like,
was it with Mickey and Vex? And they're all at the, like, pool house?
Yeah. It's, like, four of, like, our favorite performers. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was, like, no, I don't want to come yet. And, like, I just, like, really appreciate it because I feel like it's, if anything, we see the opposite of that in porn where the performer is almost like performing an orgasm.
Yeah, I loved that moment. I forgot about that moment. Good call. Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt real, too. It felt like she was talking to her friends and being like, hold on, you know, like.
Which I like. Yeah, I feel like you don't ever see that, especially with female performers. Or even, like, male performers. I feel like, if anything, it's like you're, well, first of all, they're, like, never really talking about their orgasm except for when they're like, I'm going to come, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nice to hear someone be like, no, I don't want to come yet. Because I feel like that happens more in real life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was just something like sweet and honest about it, you know?
Authentic.
Like, that's why it feels disruptive and important. Mm-hmm. We should also mention Christopher Cudjoe. Am I saying that right? Do we think this is the other performer in this?
Oh, I don't know.
Great.
Cudjoe. Yeah, I think that's it. But I don't know this performer, but oh my God, he's so hot.
Yeah. Like, where did he come from?
I don't know. Really hot.
Yeah. True to form, this is a short porn, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting so tired of the half hour format porn. Like, it's too much.
Yeah.
They just drop right in. We got our like egg timer. We're in a kitchen. We have like chopped vegetables, like boiling water.
Something's
pasta
boiling on
the
stove.
In the water.
Yes. We get shots of the clock.
And we're just already fucking. And the clock is smart because they're like, it's almost 9. And presumably the guests are coming at 9 because it's Europe.
Yes. Dinner's late there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like,
and they're just
already
furiously going at it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, this has foreplay. Like, they both have a moment where they're kind of like jerking each other off, which I loved.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, see, you can do this. And like, they go down on each other very quickly. They yank each other's like panties off. And clothes are still on, which I really appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hot and a quickie for sure.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's right on the counter next to the food. and they're just like furiously fucking. And then we start to get the like knock, 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 doorbell ringing.
Doorbell,
like,
knock, knock. And then finally like phone ringing while they're knocking.
Uh-huh.
Like, surely like, you can hear them.
Yes,
in this little flat. They're, like, you know, she's like screaming.
Panting. Yes, yes. And then I don't even know. Did anyone come?
I think she did.
Okay, yeah, but I don't think he did.
If he did, we didn't necessarily see it. It's a good point.
Right, which was like the point. Yeah, I loved that, but it wasn't the point. That they were just like, oh, shit, okay, all right. And then he, like, helps her get her, like, panties back on.
Yeah, like,
and, like,
holds her skirt for her so she can step into it. Like, very sweet.
And I said, oh, what a gentleman.
Yeah.
And then they, like, hurriedly, like, shove everything, and then they open the door, they're like, hi!
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I loved the fact that they were, like, just, like, right on the counter. Like, we don't even have time. Like, okay, we got to do it. Like, we slide right
and especially in what looks like just, like, a tiny little European kitchen.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So hot.
I love this video.
Yeah, I loved it, too.
Very hot.
Anytime there's, like, any sort of, like, bent over on a counter or a sink, I'm into it.
Yeah.
Up on a ledge. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hot.
Really hot.
It's the like necessity of the moment. Mm-hmm. It's so hot.
Yeah. It was so, it was hurried. It was rushed.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, it was a short porn. It was like less than 10 minutes and it still like turned me on. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. And then the other video we're going to talk about,
yeah,
speaking of bending over sinks, is called Tax Collector Ava Corsell, do we think?
I think so, yeah.
Into Sex in Toilet by a Pervert, Ian Scott, Soft. Clearly, this is like a random title slapped on this. This was, in theory, our less ethical option. However, I don't know the source of this. I don't know if you do.
It's
also labeled as Scott, and I'm like, or Soft. And I'm like, did they literally, like, just trim it? Because they're clearly fucking.
They did.
They, like, cropped it. Yeah.
They cropped it. Because we don't really see his dick. And Ian Scott is a French performer who has a massive penis.
Ah.
And we don't see his dick. And
we just barely see her vulva. Like, like just the corner of it, basically.
Which I loved, actually. Yeah. Like, it was really hot to me. Like, it starts with him kind of like pushing her into a bathroom. And I was like, tax collector? What the fuck? You know?
Yeah. I like, there's no indication. I was like, how am I going to know she's a tax collector except for her like sensible pencil skirt?
Right.
But who knows what the like tops and tails of this porn clip are. But
I know that they're
I almost
France.
Rejected this video because it's too hot. And I was like, isn't there like a shittier, dumber version of a quickie video we could find? But I was like, fuck it, I love this. Like,
it was really hot to me. Like, he pushes her into the bathroom and he like bends her over the sink and he like yanks her
skirt down. Yeah.
And like yanks her panties down. And he just starts like going to town on her ass. Yeah, from behind, slapping her ass, and she's like pushing back into him. And
I was like eating it.
Oh my God. I was like, wow, this is hot. Like, and then he, you know, he starts to fuck her and his pants are still on.
Yeah.
And he's like really ramming into her. And like then she goes, you know, she goes down on him. But again, like the way it's cropped, like we don't really ever see any genitalia, but it still is. And it's like a lot of their facial expressions. And I was like, wow, this is very refreshing and actually kind of hotter to me in a way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like what we don't see.
Yeah, that's
that
always
makes it exciting.
I mean, I'm often craving that from porn. I'm like, I don't need a meat shot for 30 seconds. Like a disembodied dick doesn't do anything for me.
Right.
But somebody like getting fucked and like looking totally overwhelmed by the pleasure of that is fucking hot. So this was really hot to me. They're also
so
like
hot.
Laying on the bathroom floor at one point, like with him like fucking her from the side, and it's also hot. I was like, I'm not gonna think about what the bathroom is, but
I know,
like,
I was like, ooh, gross.
Again, just the urgency of like, oh God, like we're riding around on the floor because we have to is fucking hot too.
Yeah, there was at one moment like they were standing up and he was like slamming into her, and you kind of just see like the top of her vulva. Like you don't really see anything, but you can hear like how like wet it is.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that was sexy.
Yeah.
You know, just the like slop of it all.
The only funny detail I clocked about this, she changes shirts halfway through.
Oh, she does?
She goes from wearing a white shirt and the like navy pencil skirt that he takes off. And then halfway they just cut and she's wearing what looks like a navy like pajama top. Yeah. And I was
at one point, she's like biting it. She's like literally like biting her shirt. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I looked back at it briefly to be like, am I crazy? There's a white shirt there. I didn't like watch it all the way through again just to
see. Maybe it was a blazer.
The second one or the white one?
The white one was a blazer, maybe.
Maybe, but when I went back and looked at it, it really looked like one of those, like, button-down work shirts. Like, it was tight. It was, like, fit. Yeah. You know, okay. It didn't look like a blazer.
Yeah.
It could literally just be that they had different takes and nobody was paying attention to the continuity, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
I like, didn't care. When I noticed it, I was like, oh, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would have been happy for her to just take her shirt off, but
yeah.
I did like that the clothes sort of stayed in the mix, you know?
I also love that at one point she covers her own mouth.
Mm-hmm.
To like be silent, you know, that's hot to me, as opposed to like the other person covering. I mean, like, both is hot, but I think there's something about like wanting to cover your own mouth.
Yeah,
that's exciting. But I actually did feel a little bit like when they started laying on the ground, I was like, okay, well, now they're just fucking. Like, now it's not a quickie, you know?
Yeah,
like now they're just like kind of luxuriating in it.
I didn't mind it because it was just
okay.
You know, like, it was, I mean, this is longer than, like, I consider a quickie. It's an 8-minute video,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I would probably panic after 5 minutes in a bathroom, you know,
of course.
Public place where they presumably are. But I didn't mind it because it was so hot and it was building, so that when they're just like, oh, my God, and she's, like, losing her mind on the floor of the bathroom, like, yeah, fuck it. Like, the idea of a quickie turning into longer sex because you just have to keep fucking is also just as high as like, oh, we got to stop and like keep the heat going. Like,
right.
I love when you're a little bit irresponsible because you're like, we only have 3 minutes. And then it's like, well, we're going to be late. You know, like that's hot too. You know,
I also, the only thing that I wanted from this was the threat of like someone walking in.
Yeah.
I felt like that was kind of missing.
Like something at the door, like,
Yeah.
Although that would be like truly triggering because I hate being in a bathroom and under any circumstance and somebody just like shaking the door at you.
Yeah,
like,
I'm in here.
I'm in here.
It is locked.
Yeah.
You
That's
know?
One of my pet peeves. Like, you can do that if you knocked beforehand and didn't hear me say anything.
The other
now
night.
Now we're just going into like bathroom etiquette.
The other night, I went into a bathroom and I closed the door at a bar, locked the door, literally unbuttoned my pants, and then knock, knock. I was like, excuse me?
Yeah.
I haven't even sat down, you know? The audacity of some people, you know?
Yeah, and like so aggressive. Like, you don't have to be aggressive like that, you know?
Yeah. I literally get that you just walked up, but
yeah.
Wait a second.
It harkens back to like frat party stress of like going to college parties where people would be like, conk, 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 and you'd feel like you were going to fucking die because it was like an aggro environment
I
and
know.
That's your only safe haven. Like, you'd go with your friend and one of them would like hold the
safe
door.
Haven.
I mean, I'm talking about fucking frat parties.
You're like
that shit's dicey.
Yes, I got to go into the bathroom with my friends and be like, should we leave? You know?
Yeah, we have to like check in and like go to the bathroom alone and like
are you
make sure
fun?
We're okay. Yeah,
I don't
are you
know,
okay?
Are you? Yeah.
Hold the door, because also the locks are all broken at all those shitty houses. So
that's the real life of college girls, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Just looking out for each other's
Are peace. You having fun? I don't know. Do you feel okay? Where'd you get that drink? I don't know.
Oh, God. Dark. Can we end on that? No, let's end on how delightful quickies are. And
we can't. We
anywhere are. But in a frat bathroom.
Yes. I love a quickie. Both of these got me horny, and I masturbated to both of them. So they're both going in the spank bank.
Yeah.
Happily.
Nice. Yeah, they're both in the spank bank.
Even the freaky tax collector one. There was something about it. I liked the way that it was shot. It felt like it was like well produced, and I was like, this could be in a movie, you know, because it was softcore.
I wondered that briefly, too, because it was softcore. I was like, is this from something? Like, I Googled Ava Corcell and was like, are you a porn performer? And she, like, absolutely is.
Yeah, they both are.
Yeah, the moody lighting, like, it has a feeling like it could be. It has Unfaithful vibes.
It does. I was like, this is what I wanted from Unfaithful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, him
is
eating
to just,
her
like,
out from behind.
Fully see
you
the
know?
Whole
slap,
sex
slap.
Scene.
Yeah.
And not just, like, rushing into the bathroom, but the whole thing, you know?
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our Instagram and our TikTok at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. On our Twitter at GOP the podcast. On our website at girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, feel free to include your Instagram handle so we can tag it and thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum podcast.